this happened to me a few days ago, and I wanted to chronicle everything before I forgot any details. It's a little long, so bear with me. I work at a popular retail store in a mall close to my on-campus apartment. I was home for Christmas break and decided to work Christmas Eve since I was promised time and a half and I could use the money to buy some extra Christmas presents. My childhood home is not very far from my apartment, but it's about an hour drive from my work to my childhood home. Our holiday hours were extended this year and I was given a closing shift for Christmas Eve. The store closed at 10 p.m. and the closing shift ended at 10:30, meaning that I'd be getting home around midnight after swinging through a drive-thru to grab something to eat. The closing shift at the store usually had two employees and a manager working, but the other employee that was supposed to be closing with me was out sick, so it was just me and the manager. While the manager emptied and counted the cash drawers and wrote the daily report, I gathered up all the trash and the cardboard and left it all by the back door in the stockroom. I dusted and vacuumed until the manager was finished with the daily report, and then he put the combination in to disable the alarm and held the back door open for me to take the trash and cardboard out. This was the part that was usually the most helpful to have two employees instead of one, because the dumpster was walled off and the manager had to wait by the door to make sure no one walked in the store. But the dumpster wasn't too far away and I wanted to get home as soon as possible, so I carried all the trash out. Our store shared a dumpster with three other stores, all of which closed either before or after us. So I wasn't expecting to see anyone at the dumpster. I was so startled that I dropped my bags when I saw someone digging through the trash. He looked up at me when he heard the bags fall. "Oh hi, I dropped my wallet in the trash. Could you help me grab it?" he asked. 1,000 red flags went off in my brain and I immediately began to back away. I don't think I can. I need to take out the trash and get back to my store," I said, trying to walk towards the store slowly. "Which store do you work at?" he asked. I'm not sure why I told him, but I told him the store I worked at and he nodded. "Oh, nice store. You can leave the bags here, I'll toss them in when I'm done looking." I went back to the store at that point, a little creeped out, but not suspecting anything else. I told my boss what happened and he laughed a little and offered to walk me to my car as I was parked in the lot behind the store and he was parked in the parking garage attached to the main mall. I declined and walked to the nearly empty parking lot. There were only three cars in the parking lot including mine. One car was parked close to the back entrance of a neighbouring restaurant and the other car was parked just a few spots away from mine. I couldn't see the person inside, but the car was on and it looked like the person was trying to warm up the car from the inside before scraping off the ice from the windshield. I glanced at the car a few times just to mentally jot down the make and model of the car, a blue Honda Accord, before getting into my car and locking the doors. I called my parents to let them know that I was just leaving and that I would be stopping to grab dinner on the way home, so not to wait up. I kept my eyes peeled for the different fast food joints on the side of the highway, but the majority of them were closed as it was 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve. I was getting hungrier and hungrier as I got closer and closer to the exit from my house. I decided just to scrounge up some leftovers at home as I drove through my town, when I saw a subway with blinking lights that said, "Open late." I peeled into the parking lot of the subway and saw the red LED sign indicating that it was open. I walked into the sandwich shop and took a look around as it looked pretty empty. I called out to the empty store and was able to get the attention of the only person working in there. "I thought I locked that door. We just closed," he said. "Come on man, I just got off work and I just want to grab something to eat before I go to bed. I'll be really quick, I promise," I begged him. He sighed and agreed, probably taking pity on how exhausted I looked. We talked for a little bit about working the late shift on Christmas Eve as he made my sandwich before a group of teenage boys walked into the store. "We're closed, guys. I'm going to lock the store after I'm done making a sandwich," he said. "But I want a sandwich," one of the boys whined. "Ugh, fine." The subway employee got out from behind the counter and locked the door so no one else would be able to get in, and he could ensure that the teenagers would be his last customers of the night. He finished making my sandwich and left me to pick out my drink and chips at the soda fountain. Most of the boys only bought bags of chips or cookies, so they were all finished before I finished filling up my soda, and the subway employee disappeared into the back. I put my lid to the cup on and was looking for a straw when something caught my eye. The man from the dumpster truck was waiting in the parking lot next to my car. He was sitting on the hood of the car that was parked next to mine. It was a blue Honda Accord. I really started to freak out at that point. There was no reason for this guy to be in my town, an hour away from the mall, at the exact place I decided to stop if he wasn't following me. And what was he doing on the hood of his car? It was the day before Christmas, it was snowing and below 30 degrees. "Hey, can you guys walk me to my car?" I asked a group of boys. "Yeah, you're right," one of the boys asked. "Oh, I'm fine. I just don't really want to slip on any ice." I lied. I felt a little silly because there was probably a perfectly good reason for the man from the dumpster to be in the parking lot. Something that didn't have anything to do with me, but I was still nervous. The boys walked me to my car and waited until I drove off. The man didn't even look at me as I got into my car. I had about 10 minutes until I got to my house and tried to shake the weird feeling I got about the man in the dumpster. It took me a while to notice, but I realised that there was someone following me. It was hard to see because the car's lights were off, but I noticed the car when I glanced in my rearview mirror as I drove under a street lamp. I started to get nervous again and drove past my house and turned back onto the main road, hoping I would lose this guy. The car stayed on my tail and I switched to my rearview mirrors as we went under the streetlight again. It was a blue Honda Accord. I pulled out my phone and dialed 911 and explained the situation to the dispatcher. The dispatcher advised me to drive to the nearest police station and told me she would inform the police station of what was going on. I stayed in the line with the dispatcher until I pulled into the police station. The Honda Accord drove past the station. There was a police car waiting outside the station that drove after the guy, but ultimately there was nothing he could do besides give him a ticket for driving with his lights off. My description of the man by the dumpster matched the driver from the Accord. I don't know what he had planned, but I haven't seen him since, and told my boss about the incident so I won't have to take the trash out on my own anymore. So to the man who followed me for over an hour on Christmas Eve, let's never meet again. Three or four years ago, I was taking a night class back during my first year of college. I'd attended a college where the night classes were more common, so I took two night classes a week. I would have two early morning classes three times a week. One would be a lab. During the second week of my Monday night class, my professor had assigned us into groups for our finale. We had to research and create a PowerPoint with everything we'd learned along the way, so every 2 weeks we could get together in class to work on it. We were allowed to meet outside of class to work on the project too. After getting assigned into groups, there were four people in my group. We exchanged names and such and went on our merry way. The next week, I remember this clearly because I was taking a nap and had woken up from a Facebook message. It was a guy from the night class in my finale group. He had messaged me and he had a question about class, so I asked what was up. He responded and said he figured it out, so I didn't respond. A couple of minutes later, he messaged me again, asking if I had the other group members' information so he could add them on Facebook. I figured he was going to make a group chat for us, but that never happened. The next meeting, we had agreed to meet outside of class since we never had enough time in class to finish talking. But when the time came, it was only he and I that came to discuss. Instead of discussing, he started talking to me about his ex. I didn't know what to do, so I gave him advice and I just listened to him whilst working on the other assignments for other classes. After that, he started showing off in my study area. A couple of weeks passed by, and I didn't really mind him coming to talk to me when he felt like he needed to vent or advice. I was used to it. So one night in my Wednesday night class, I received a message from him. He'd asked me to go grab dinner with him. I told him that I couldn't because I was in class and I had plans after class. He said, "Oh, come on, it's just dinner. I have no one to eat with." I simply said, "No, I have stuff to do after class." But he wouldn't budge and kept saying I was making excuses and I had plans and such because I didn't want to go with him to grab dinner. And truthfully, I didn't want to go. But I had family in the hospital and it was my only time to go see them. After denying him, I stopped showing up to class because I was creeped out. He would always sit with me in class. He would always ask me to grab lunch and dinner with him. He would be very pushy even when I told him I had to study or had plans. After some time, he would message me and tell me how he knew where my mum worked. I asked how, and he would say he saw someone who looked like me but much older, but he was in fact correct, because it was my mum. A week after, he messaged me about finding where my mum worked. We had bumped into each other while my mum and I were at Cubs picking up some last minute stuff for my dinner. My mum asked who the man was and I told her, just a guy from class, he really creeped me out. And she would be pushy about dating him and giving him a chance because he was handsome. I told her I felt uncomfortable and I didn't want to talk about it anymore. At this point, it was the end of the semester. We had about 2 weeks left, and I still hadn't gone back to the Monday night class. I was sure creeped out at this point. non-stop messages and non-stop trying to grab food together, even after I said no multiple times. This one morning, I walked out of my morning class and noticed his backpack on the floor by the stairs. He'd been sitting there by himself. I slowly backed away and went through the back stairway. My anxiety was so high. I walked away from campus and called my cousin to come get me because my mum had driven me to school that morning. After telling my cousin about him, I was advised to transfer and file a report, which I didn't file a report because I stopped seeing him around after I blocked him everywhere. 2 years ago, I had joined a group at a different university where we performed to a live audience. I had stopped going out to these things because I was scared of seeing him, but after some time, I figured it was safe to go since my sister and I would be together. I also had started dating someone, currently my ex now, while we were performing at college. I noticed a familiar face in the crowd watching me. I wasn't wearing my glasses, so I couldn't really tell, but I was singing at the far right, and from the corner of my eye, I could see him staring at me. So after I got off stage, I told my lead that I didn't feel safe, and then I told my sister and my ex-boyfriend. I was around all my friends, so I felt safer than I did when I was all alone. I thought I was safe, but as I walked back into the room to grab my jacket, he started walking towards me, staring at me. I turned around, and I hate it till this day. I don't wear these heels anymore, but I tripped, and surprisingly, my ex-boyfriend was right behind me. He caught me and asked where I was going. He told me that since there was someone stalking me there, I shouldn't do stuff alone in case that happened. He pulled me to the side and covered me till the man walked by. A few months after that incident, he surprisingly applied to the spring retreat for the student organisation I was a part of. He tried adding me on Instagram, but I'm so glad I decided not to go to that retreat. It would have been a horrible 3 days of my life. This story includes me, 14, my brother, 16, and my sister, 8, my brother, 6, and our dad. We were going to a bowling alley to bowl, and our dad had parked the car and my siblings got out. I looked outside from the window on my right and noticed a man. He looked to be about 30. He had messy brown hair, he was chubby, and he was standing next to the parked car looking at us. I just assumed that he was waiting for us to leave so he could drive away. But when I got out of the car and I started walking towards the bowling alley with my family, the man followed us. This was when I realised that this dude was weird. When we entered the building, our dad had opened the door and I looked at the guy. He was staring at my younger sister and brother and smiling. Inside the building, we walked to the ticket booth and my dad started buying the tickets. I looked back and the guy stopped and started fiddling with an 8-ball pool table. He was obviously trying to act like he wasn't following us. After my dad had brought the tickets, we started walking towards our bowling spot. Then my dad noticed that the guy was still following us and stopped and looked at the guy. The guy realised that he'd been cool and he walked past us. We waited for about 20 seconds and then we continued walking. When we got to our bowling spot, I noticed that the creepy guy was staring at a boy and girl. Both of them were about 13 or 14 who were bowling together. The creepy guy continued staring for a few minutes and then he left. I hope he gets the care he needs, and I hope that we never meet. This story is quite short and fairly uneventful, but I still felt like it was weird and felt like sharing. I went to an abandoned mill today with my two friends, Haley and Kennedy. It overlooks a man-made dam across a large river and has many areas that can't be seen from the main road. I've been here several times before, and although I've encountered other people, it's usually those my age who have just come to smoke or spray paint or even fish. Today we notice there's a truck parked by the dam. Kinda weird, as most people just walk from the road, but I didn't really question it. I notice the windshield wipers are on and figure they're about to leave. We walk down a hill to a building that continues to some rocks that overlook the river. Within a few minutes, the man from the truck was walking down to the sand by the river and can obviously see us above him and knows we see him. I noticed there was something in his hand, but I don't question it. We honestly are just really wanting to smoke and wait for him to leave. Eventually he leaves the sandy area and I ask Haley to check and see where he's gone. I'm having a hard time explaining the layout, but I can essentially see Haley from where I'm standing by the rocks and I see her wave to someone. She comes back and says the guy has a hacksaw, it's very close to where we are, and showed no expression towards her. Maybe it's just all the true crime stories I've heard and my experiences as a woman, but I suddenly feel very uncomfortable. If the guy were to walk closer to us, we would have no option but to move past him. In front of us is the rocks leading straight to the dam and the river, which must be about 150 feet drop at least. I don't want to assume he has bad intentions, but I mean he has a hacksaw. Although I'm weirded out, I don't feel afraid for my safety at any point. We continue walking around the mill, and very quickly notice that he seems to be following us. He never stays too close to us, but certainly close enough to keep an eye on us. This place is pretty big, and I know there's no way it's a coincidence. He's by himself and isn't fishing or doing anything. He's just walking around and swinging his hacksaw like a circus clown. I notice him looking at us too. It's also important to note that it's really cold and rainy, so the ground is quite muddy. I couldn't help but notice that it would make it harder to run if something were to happen. Eventually, we were all really creeped out and we decided to leave, but exit the mill in a different direction than we entered. Before we started walking, I noticed he's in the direction of where we originally entered. We have to walk up a muddy hill that's maybe 0.25 of a mile to get to the main road, which is already in a pretty isolated area. As we're unpacking this strange situation, I glance behind me and notice that the hacksaw guy is way too close for comfort and is walking faster than he had been. We pick up the pace as well, and thankfully made it to my car, which is parked right at the exit. I still don't know what this guy was doing, but it rattled me and my friends quite a bit. I know he wasn't patrolling the area, as he would have told us to leave if he was. My imagination sure can come up with a few scenarios though. So creepy guy with a hacksaw who followed me and my friends at an abandoned mill, let's never meet.